Let's discuss the Rambam, the famous Rambam in Perek Beis Halacha Chof. So there the Rambam, Keveya the Din, Abaget the Meusa, the Suyin the Pei Ches. Remember, it's Misha had din no yisi shekoy from nisul garish as ishtay, but they wrote to the garish. Din is kevei. You have in shas different situations where the Mishnah says that koyfin oisel loitzi or moitzi and oisel. So Shulchan Aruch puts it all together in one siman. For example, mukashchin. Husband became a mukashchin, and the wife wants to get divorced. Is the nalach is that. Yoytzi v'itin ksuva, or if the husband is a tanner, then the Gemara says he has a certain kind of oldness which is very hard to live with. So yoytzi v'itin ksuva. Then there's another category of whether it's also for them to have gotten married to begin with. So then kiddushin achal v'iser. So then, for example, a kohen and a grusha. So also. Yoytziv din ksuva. So the lahalacha the Ravosa separates the Lishonis and the Gemara. Because the Machlok is Rishonim, whenever the Gemara says that Yoytziv din ksuva, whether that's the Makin B'Shoytin or not, do we physically force the person? But when the Rambam says Misha didn't know such a koyf and Misha Lagarish, in any of these above mentioned situations, where the din is that Bezin is koyf, right? And again, so then V'loy Rots Lagarish. So Bezin Shon Yisroel V'chol Mokim V'chol Zman. That's the sugya in Pei Ches and Mitzvashem. I think we'll discuss it also. Next year, the din of Bezim is Manazet, and none Shichusayu got dinam. So, Bechol Mokim, Bechol Zman is Makin Oisoi, and Shigayme Roitsani, the Yichli Vaget will get kosher. Makin Oisoi, Shigayme Roitsani, the Yichli Vaget will get kosher. So, the din, he has to say Roitsani. It's not enough. Shemak and Oisad Yichle Veget. The Chumri is going to be Mitzavah the Sofer. It's going to be Mitzavah the Edom. Tzivi Abal. So there's a din that Tzivi Abal is not sufficient. At Shemir Reitzani. The only other time we find this din, it's a Mishan Erechim, Chafal from Abbezel. The only time we find this is by Korbonos. Person has to bring a Korban. And the Beis Din is koyfim to be the korban, so he has to be koyfim shiyim roitzani. But the other dinim of tefillin, this is machlokes of Rambam Raya legabe kiddushin. Whether if the Raya says that tefillin legabe kiddushin also requires roitzani. That's probably a question of whether it's part of the v'yotze v'hoyse. The very beginning of Ishus, Dalet Aleph. Eino Ishu miskadesh sel l'ritzoyna. V'mikadesh Ishu v'al korach einu v'kudeshes. Avolo Ish sh'ontzu v'ad sh'kidesh v'al korach einu v'kudeshes. So then Ravid says, V'hu sh'yem v'roitzani. It's the chiddush of the Ravid. But aside from the Rashi doesn't Ravid, and even the Shittas of Avraham Pashtus, it's based on in Gerushim. So, Makin Oysa Shiyim Reitzani. V'cheinim Iku Goyim. V'omru Loi. Asei Mashi Yisrael Oymim Lecho. V'locha Tzu Oysa Yisrael B'yad HaGoyim. ad she garish areis a kosher. The magoyim may add smon on suhu ad she kosam. Hold on the noisin. She yichtoiv again. A person that is bishad did leisin she koyv noisin. And the goyim are now koy for this person without the process of a beisin. But the noisin she yichtoiv. Hareze get posel. That means he did the rice to get kosher. But Chazal said it's posel. V'lom v'loy botel get ze. Shoy onus bein biyad goyim bein biyad Yisrael. Alright, so that's the famous Rambam. She'ein oimim onus to l'mi she'n nilchatz v'n nilchatz glas is dover she'ein em uchu yuban atayim v'las eise. Ki goyim mishu huka ad she'n mochar. So then, as we all know, the Rambam says, so on this Rambam, there are two sets of kashas. One set, as in many difficult Rambams, one set of kashas is how does the Rambam, what is the makor of this Rambam? Because the Rambam does not sit well with our Suyin, Penches, Rabbi Shoshaya. And the Rambam also does not fit so well with the Suyin in Baba Basra, Memches. So that's the Kasha of the Kesef Mishnah and the Lechem Mishnah. How do we resolve this Rambam with this? We're not going to do it right now. We have to really work very hard to resolve Peches and Beis and Mches and Zayin and Baba Basra and Erech and Chafal and three separate Suyin, and there's a Suyin Kedushin. Kedushin Daf Nun, I think. Right, about Beetle Maidois, Devarim Shalayim and Devarim. So you have to pull together three or four Suyins before you can understand the Kashas of the Nesei Kel. And then there's separate sets of Kashas on this Rambam. And that is internally within the Rambam. So that we can look at now, right now. So the Rambam says, first of all, we have to understand the meaning of Roitzani. That's not a Kashan Rambam. That's the Mishnah Nerechim. Elamai is that you see so clearly from the Rambam, which is not so, not necessarily so from the Mishnah, that the din of Reitz Ani is an addition to Yichta and Get. In other words, there will be some kind of specific indication that he wants to bring. It's different than a Korban. A Korban, you could say that the fact that he brings the Korban, he's under duress. Now the Halacha required some greater expression of Reitz Ani. Avir by Gerushin, so the whatever Reitz Ani is going to supply, Lachar Yichta and Get supplies. Lachayra, it's the same thing. Maybe you could say the commissioning of the Koyin to Shech is the same thing. But there's some requirement at Sheyemir Reitzan. And then the Rambam says that Lachayra should be bottle. Lachayra should not be a good get. Lachayra there's no Ritzin about. And the Rambam writes in Aleph Beis, then you require Ritzin about. So the Rambam says, in Oyvim Olos, Elam Yishin Nilchatz V'Nilchak Lasa Yizdovash Einu Mechuyi Ben HaTayra. The Rambam has, that's a sugi baba basra, which I'm going to get to next year. The Rambam writes it's a sugi baba basra, till you have a zavin, zvine zvine, till you have a kodesh. The Rambam writes, and we just read it at the beginning of Yishu's Bible, Dalet Aleph. The Rambam writes, a person is forced to do kiddushin. Ein ish mus kadesh el le vitzayna. Ha mekadesh ish bal korcho in kudeshes. Avol ha ish shon su ad shekidesh bal korcho in ha reizem mekudeshes. Why is mekudeshes? The Rambam also requires that a kinyan has to be made midas elomai. Because the Rambam has told us already that a kinyan that's done under duress is a good kinyan. till Yud Zavin Zvinay Zvinay. It should be Yud Aleph, no? Mechiba Yud Aleph, Misha Ansu Ad Shemochar, Vilokach Neamekach, Afilu Tolu Ad Shemochar, Memkorei Memka. Bein Metal, the Bein Bekar Koh. This is what Mr. Kalem point out. That when the Rambam says Afilu Tolu Ad Shemochar, that might be different than over here. It doesn't say Shechavtu Ad Shenosa. It's Mak and Oisei at Shiyoyma right in the Yechidget. Over here, the Rambam says, Afilo Tulu at Shemachar. So Memkori Memkar. Bein Metal de Mekarkois. Shemnei Oisei Gomaro Makna. So the Rambam writes, that's the Sugim of Basra. A person can have a Das Gemura because he doesn't want to get beaten up. That's also a Das. So when the Rambam says over here, So those are the other set of kashas in the Rambam. Rambam writes, Lefichach zeh shein reitzel garish ma'achu shereitzel yis mi Yisrael reitzel lasis kol ha-mitzvahs ulesrachim min ha-veiris v'yitz v'shetokfe. That's a kasha that the Nesekelim raise. What about a mumar? Right? Because it says reitzel yis mi Yisrael. He's saying that the taka mumar doesn't have this rasa anymore. V'keiv mit shehuka ad shetoshash yitzray v'omar reitzani Kevar Girish Lir Tsoina. Now Loi Hoyo Adin Noisit Shakoi from Isla Garish, the Tol Basin Shay Yisroel, I show you a Joytes, Vionsu Achi Girish, as a good fossil. Hoyo V Yisroel on Su Yigmovi Garish. The Magoyim on Su the Garish, ain't again. So Ram has another step, that if Yisroel are Ma'anasim, even Shaloi Kedin, so maybe because of Mitzvah l'shmud v'chachamim, but it says it'll be a get possible. A kosher they write something to the rabban. So again, the kashas we have in understanding the Rambam have to separate what's the makor of the Rambam. That I'm not going to get into. But what's the din of the Rambam? How is the Rambam consistent? How do you read this Rambam? How do we learn pshat? So the Rambam explains this. That mak and oisa shimon roitzani means that he wants to give the get. So we have to remove the deterrent that the person placed on himself not to give the get. So the kfiya is a kfiya to remove the deterrence. Right? So the Rambam says, and it's not like a person who wants to sell something. A person wants to give him a ton. Got nothing to do with the Yetzirah then. So in that context, the Rambam says that's going to be a Mechir Ayle Onus. But the Rambam says the Mechir Ayle Onus is good. So what's Mukhar from the Rambam? When the Rambam writes is a good mecher. So what do you see from Rambam? That the rotzah required for get is an additional kind of a rotzah. The das of get is not the same das required for a mecher. That's one of the reasons that makes the Rambam difficult, because in the Sugya of Basra, the Sugya seems to compare. So, yeah, but again, you have to learn the Sugya's being to see it's not necessarily so. See, we see from Rambam Right, you see it in several ways. First of all, you see there's no din of reitzah ni lagavi till yuv is oven. So why is there din of reitzah ni lagavi till yuv lagarish? Till yuv lavi korban. Reitzah ni. Right? And the Gemara in Kedushin says, if there's a raya, that we don't say dvarim shevelev havi dvarim. Because he has to say, why? Because they're beating him to say right sadly. So l'chayra, there's a dvarim shevelev going on. Right? Saying, any right. So dvarim shevelev is any right. Dvarim shevelev is a right. Nope, so dvarim shevelev in a dvarim. Right, so the Gemara recognizes that there's an Einer Reitz over here. Right? So, l'chor, what you have to say in Rambam is this requirement of Reitz Andi is an additional requirement that Rambam learned from the Gemara in Erechim. And there's reason to say that. Why? Because the Mishnah Erechim, the Gemara of Basra, they say when it comes to Gabi Korbonos, there's a pasuk teaching right sounding, right? The tzaynah, more darsh the pasuk. What about lagavi get? The Rambam in Gerishin. This is the malach. So it's a risker malach. I don't know exactly where how to track this down. But if you want it written up, it's written up in the Abiyezi writes this Malachim. The Rambam says in Aleph. Who's that? Where's the Abiyezi? He said, here. Over here in Ishus, in Dalman. The beginning of Perak Dalet Ishus, I think over here. So, I think it's in the main location, Dalet Aleph in Ishus. And over here, Rav Shach refers to Dalet Aleph. Rav Shach deals with an additional problem, which we're not going to get into, and that's Bitul Meida. There's a separate din of Rav Sheshis about Bitul Meida. That's really not. I think we're ready to discuss it. So in Aleph, the Rambam writes, "Vasara devar min ikir agerish ve'eluin shuli garish ish ela b'tzoyna." So that in halacha base, "Uminayim shasara devar me'elu min haTorah shenemar v'hoyo im loisim tzachein ve'inav v'kosel osay v'krisos v'nosam v'yado im loisim tzachein ve'inav." The Milan Machin Megarish Elevert Sinai. If Misgarisha Shalayvert Sinai in Megareshis. Avalaisha Misgareshis Bertsainam Shalayvert Sinai. So, you see, in this Ramah, it also required a special limud. In other words, if a person does a Maisa Ba'onos, so a Maisa Ba'onos is Onos Rechmana Patre. Right. Maisa ba'onos is not considered to be, again, it's a brisker mahalach, is not considered to be his maasa. He's not responsible for a maisa ba'onos. Right? A person who does a mitzvah ba'onos, so it depends on mitzvah shrichs kavana. Right? Kaful echel matzah. So the Rambam says that the din of Rots in the Gavin Gerishin is not dependent on the regular dinner with the mitzvah shvichas kavanah. Special posel. Right? So just like the Gavin Havos Korbanos, for some reason the Rambam, the Torah says a special din, that it requires Rotsoin, Lertsoinai, and the Gemara says, Ah, Makan, we learn Shekoifan Hashem, we write something. So here as well, there's an extra din of Ratzon, and the Gemara, the Mishnah compares, here we also need Ratzon. So again, so we began by pointing out that it's clear from Rambam, two things are clear. It's clear from Rambam that there's a level of Ratzin required in Get and required in Korban beyond what's required in Mekach HaMemka. Right? How do we see that? We see it technically, right, Sandy? Till you have a Zavitz Vidi Zid doesn't require a right, Sandy. Till you have a Kodesh according to Ram does not require a right, Sandy. Right? But Lagavi Korban and Kingershin does. Next, is that the Ram says Mufurish, that a person who is making a Kinyan Mitam Onus, so that's a good Kinyan. So Gomer Makne. And the Rambam writes in Gerushin, don't compare the Jew who's giving a get kiddin to the person and is being forced to give the get kiddin to the person who's forced to be giving a kinyan. Right? So the Rambam is saying the person who's being forced to give a kinyan is not being forced to give a kinyan. He's an onus. And that level of rutin would not satisfy the rutin of Gerushin. So you see clearly different gradations of rutin. So the Gavi, the rutin. So Gomar Omakne, because he doesn't want to get beaten up, that's good enough. So the Gemara in Baba Basra says, but when it comes to Kapora, when it comes to a Korban, so he gets Kapora. When it comes to Gitin, if it's Kedin, it's Mr. Shimon de Chachamim. When it comes to Mekuch HaMemkar, he gets the noise. Right? So, therefore, Mibnei Oitze Gomar HaMakne. So, once again, apparently you see that even within Mekuch HaMemkar, the two different levels of Ratzin. Number one, he's making the kinyan because he wants to be released from being beaten. Right? That's Ramza Mufurish. Afilu tolu ad shemochar. And then, in addition, there's some kind of rotzim which is supplied because he's getting some money out of it. The onse gomer makna. But that rotzim is not the rotzim that's required for gerish. Right. Now, how do we define the rotzon, which is enough for Mekuch HaMemkar? So Shimon Shkop is a beautiful mahalach. He says, very simply, that Toliu v'Zavin, the rotzon to Toliu v'Zavin is the rotzon of choosing the better of two evils. Right? And if you ask the person, when he's getting beaten up, you ask him, do you want to sell this? He said, of course I want to sell. Gomer Makne, right? He wants to sell it because he wants the money right now? No, he wants to sell it because he wants to get the person off his back. Right? So what does the Gemara say in Baba Basra? Why is Toliu v'Zavin Zvinei Zvinei? Gemara says because every sale is a sale under pressure. A person wouldn't be under pressure, he wouldn't sell anything. Right? What's it? He needs cash. Right? So I guess without going into a wholesale or resale business. So a normal sale, a person sells his house. Right? So why is he selling his house? Why does it need to be? Because he needs the cash to buy another house. And so that's a normal sale. We don't say every time a person sells something under duress. Because it needs cash. We don't say it's not real Kenyan. It's a sale under pressure. So for care. So much of Mekuch HaMemkar under pressure. The Gemara says. So you see from that Gemara, that's what Rav Shimon would say. He doesn't say it, but I think he doesn't spell this out, but I think it's clear. This Rav Shimon is in the Chiddush in Baba Basra, in Mem Ches. So Shimon says that what he's saying is that every time a person sells, every Mekuch HaMemkar is a person choosing the better of two evils. He's not selling the house because he wants there's a rotzin to unload the house right now. But derech klal, yeah. Rav holds exception. But derech klal, he says he has to choose between not having the cash that he needs to do something, right, and holding on to the house, or having the cash not holding on the house. So it's a choice between two different. So since it's a choice between two different options, neither of which are perhaps the best, the ideal would be that he could hold on to the house and have cash to buy something else. That's if you ask him what's his rutzin, would be to have both. Nevertheless, he has to choose between one of two options which is less than ideal. That's Bekachomemka. So now all the Gemara is saying is, I'll give you another two sets of options which are less than ideal. One is to hold on to your money and get beaten, and the other is let go of your object and don't get beaten. So that decision-making process is not so distinct, that's what the Gemara says, but it's not so distinct from a routine decision-making process which is part of Mekachomemkar, which is apparently recognized in Kol HaTorah Kula. So that's on Gav Unsei Gomer Amakne. And that's what the Rambam writes, excuse me, that Afilu Tolu Vachemochar Memkor Amemkar. Because that's what the Gemara is pointing out, the pressure to sell is Achemochar. It's not like a person says that the pressure creates a decision. Now he acts upon the decision. No. So that's till you don't zvine zvine. When the Gemara says that because of the funds he'll receive, so gomer o makne, that's the same thing as till you don't zvine zvine. It's all part of the same decision. So when the Gemara says, when the Ram says over here that she'ein oimim onus elu nishin milchas v'nidcha klasis dover she'in mechuyiv min ha'tero la'asoy soy, so apparently the Rambam saying is kegoin mi shehuka ad she'mocha reynosa. The Rambam is saying, but that is the das, that's das makne. Das makne does not mean that a person has a retzoin elyein to give somebody to sell somebody a house, to sell somebody a piece of furniture. Das makna means I fully recognize that I am now giving up title. I fully recognize that I have no recourse at this point. Right? Das makna means that I accept a certain exchange. That's das makna. It's a full recognition. Recognition is not rotze necessarily. When a person gives a korban, you don't say you have to recognize you're giving a korban. When we talk about the kavana for a mitzvah, so kavana for a mitzvah, to a great extent, is recognition that you're doing a mitzvah right now. Right? So over here, what the Rambam is saying is that das makne for kinyonim is an acceptance and a recognition of the full sales. In America, they call it the meeting of the minds. That's what it is, a recognition of what's happening. So apparently for that, you don't need another pasuk of the tzoyna. And that is not... Okay, now we're... Adkan is the Reb Shimon. Now we're moving on to the building of that, and that formulation, saying what I think is discussed amongst the... Again, I can't pin it down. The Reb Chaim said, the Skirov said it. But Reb Shach formulated it very, very beautiful. He doesn't quote, but I think it's... maybe it's Reb Shach's Chiddush, I don't know. So over here, when the Rambam says, Milamein, Shein Megarish El Ritzoyin, Im Lois Sitzachim B'yeinav. Right? So we have a whole sugya, im lo yisim tzachein v'yeinom, what is the last sugya? What's the heter yerush? But the emphasis is that Beis Hillel and Rabbi Kiva don't need, they explain that in terms of the motivation of the gerushin. So imloy simzachein miyena is enough, right? But the Rebbe Kiva says it could be even less. Kimotzo v'achem. So imloy simzachein miyena. The Rambam understands to be that he really wants the part, right? Exactly what's the substance of this rotz and this machleks v'sil v'shama. Is the substance of Bishop Mishil Rabbi Kiva. Right? What's the substance? He really wants to end this relationship. In Mishil Tzachim V'yeinov. So there's a machlek is exactly what's the substance of this rotzayn. But the fact that there has to be some additional rotzayn, the Ram says that's a Mishil Tzachim V'yeinov. Right? Otherwise, I wouldn't need the pasuk. Right? So, it's not enough to say, it's not enough apparently to say he wants to end the relationship because somebody's beating him up. That's not something. Then I don't even pass it altogether. Then I say, as long as the Torah tells me that he has to make the kasa, when it comes to kinyan, there's no extra possible that says that he das to have a kinyan. The fact that a kinyan has to be his maisa requires his das. That's the Ram Shalom Gabi Kiddusha. The Ram doesn't accept the idea of Yotzei Vayis L'Gavik like the Rambam does. But the fact that the Torah says, Kikach Yishisha, so Kikach Yishisha has to be his Maisa. So his Maisa requires a certain amount of Das, Das Makna. That means it requires recognition. He has to understand the consequence of his act. If he's enough Das to understand what he's determining by this act, that's Das Makna. Alright? Now it says, because of the Nosses of a Girish, the Yotzei Mibesa. Alright, so then the Torah requires a certain level of das and recognition. But when the Torah says, so that means that the Torah is now, in our understanding, is mandating. When you learn the pasuk, it sounds like the Torah is creating the context. But we don't require a context for Gerush, we can figure it ourselves. So when the Torah says that, the Rambam explaining that is a requirement of an extra level of what we call rotzen. He has to really be interested in ending the relationship, right? So that's what the Gemara says. Lagabe bringing a korban, the kapara. There has to be a real sense of rotzen to want the kapara. If the din of rotzen lagabe korban would mean he has to recognize that by going through X, Y, and Z, he will get kapara. So then, that's determined by the pasuk saying that he has to bring a korban, has to be his maisa. Lertzoinai means that the interest in getting kapara, that supplies lertzoinai. Right now, we could go a step deeper. And this I can't bring a raya for this. But when the Gemara says that the kapara creates the rotzayn, that might be the source of this Rambam. Why? Because the kapara comes as the kapara does come as a result of the akravas korban. Right. So the Gemara doesn't say lirtzaynai. It must mean emloisim zachen. The Gemara doesn't say we have to take him aside and bring him into the lishkas. Hagozes of them, and Arabai used to sit him down and say, and get him to say, right side. If he's being forced, we need to require the right side. But he's not being forced. Right? So there's no special requirement of expression of right side. Right? So it's the kapara that apparently indicates to us that there is this. That there is this additional rotzei, the fact that we'll get kapara. It doesn't in any korban where there's no kfiya, we don't require a special expression. So maybe you'll tell me no, but that's what the smicha is for. So I can't bring a raya for this. So mishas smicha makes a vidui. So maybe their the expression of vidui, Rabbi Shlomo says an expression of haydo. This I can't say. Right. Let's go back to the Gemara Baba Basra and see how the Gemara expresses the idea of kapara vis-a-vis the moment of Mekach HaMemra. So now, however, what's clear is that legabe yitin v'korbonos, so the Torah says that the level of das makna is not sufficient. Das makna yidei kviya is sufficient for das makna. But over here, since the Torah says l'ritzoina, says the imlay since the chen v'eina, so here the Torah says that a get requires this extra level of rotzen. All right. Now apparently, I have to say the following. So this is apparently that when there is no outside kviya, so we don't require an extra expression. But apparently, we just said you require an extra das, an extra level of das, correct? So why are we only finding this in the context of kviya? Why isn't there an extra level of das? Why doesn't this show up in every get? Right, over here we have to go through somersaults. I have to say, there really is an extra level of das. You don't see it, right? Because you're getting beaten to a pulp, so you don't see it. But what's really going on, if you have an insight, you'd see there is the Ritzoyin Elyon is there. He's having trouble expressing it, so we're beating him up so he can express the Ritzoyin Elyon, right? But how come the Ritzoyin Elyon only shows up if there's a din of Ritzoyin? So where is it apparent otherwise? So the Chari, you have to say that that's part of the din of Tzivi Abal. That's part of the din of the Amira. That's part of the din of the Vikosa. I think so, no? Glenn?
Why is there any reason to assume that he doesn't have Ritzoyin?
Sorry?
Like Rabbi said earlier, why is there no reason to assume that he doesn't have Ritzoyin unless he's being beaten? I mean, the Rabbi said at the first, yeah. The only thing that's preventing it's just his Yetzer Hara that's holding him back.
Right.
If it's clear that he's doing it for Ratzon, he doesn't have to
express himself. So in other words, he's getting divorced because Matzah Acher Noimena. Right? So therefore, it's clear that there's a Ratzon. So how does it. If you're saying. You're saying every. You said the following, that every Mekach HaMemkar, right, carries with it a return alien unless others indicate. That's what bothers me. In other words, we assume that every Mekach HaMemkar does not carry it, because it's irrelevant. Right? In other words, I see a person doing a Mekach HaMemkar, I see a person doing giving a get. So I look at this person doing Mekach HaMemkar, there's no apparent indication of a deep rutzen to sell us. So we don't need it. Fine. Now we have a person giving a get. He looks the same as the person giving the Gekko Memkar. Right? So maybe that get is only. Let me ask you a question. Let's say a person has five wives, and it's too much pressure to support all five wives. So he wants to make garbage from his wives. So would we say that is not a good get? There's no beis, there's no din to be Megarish's wife. I don't remember such a din. Right? So don't say. So, right? That's what I'm asking. Where's the expression of this? So that's what I'm suggesting, that could be part of the Tzivi Abal. The fact that there is a requirement of Tzivi Abal. Right. And again, Tosfos to you as a din of lishma, but isn't this whole mahalach of Tosfos? That's what I'm wondering. Whether that's built into certain halachas. Good.
Why would the rabbit, if that's so, why is the vow, if he's being kofed, that he's been sabbath, the sofer, why does he have to say
rosh? Right, exactly. So l'chorin, the pshat is the following: that in a situation where the devarim shebelev fully express the lack of rotzayim, right? It's ki'ilu. There's a bitul ki'ilu. A ki'ilu mesiris meidah. They're beating him, right? So the rotzani is to the Rambam is saying. The right tzaddi is to give expression to the fact that there's a rotzen over here. And so when the Torah requires, right, when the Torah requires an extra level of rotzen, right, that's when the Torah requires right tzaddi. I have a father's me. So the Chora, every single get should have a right tzaddi, every single kosher should have a right tzaddi. It's apparently not. Apparently, the kfiyah, the gabe korban, and the kfiyah, the gabe gerush is enough to provide a das makna. Right? Chol tera kula. Alright? Now, if he wouldn't be beaten, so we would say, in this case, the tzivi abal supplies the extra level of rotzen. But over here, since there's a clear indication that his level of das is only the level of a das makna, if you look at this person, you say, of course he wants to give the get. He wants to give his get as much as the person who's took over his own wants to give it to sell his piece of property. Right? It's the same level of das, calling recognition, understanding the consequences. Right? Fine, good. But the Torah says it requires more than that. So if there wouldn't be kfiyah, we would say, all right, from the tzivi yabal, we see from the smicha, we see from the kapora that it's going to get, there's a higher level of rotzen, right? But over here, because the Torah requires an extra level of rotzen, so that he has to say rotzen. Now, the Rambam does not say that the right tzaddi really supplies the level of rotzen. Right? The Rambam doesn't turn around and say, but he said right tzaddi. Because we know he's saying right tzaddi because he's getting beaten. So you can't say that the right tzaddi in substance is significant over here. Can't be. Right? What's significant? The fact that he wants to be part of Kal Yisrael. So the right tzaddi is perfunctory. The Rambam says it's perfunctory. Otherwise, the Rambam would say, "Abba yomer right tzaddi." So we're not fooling ourselves. So apparently, you have to say that the das makna supply by using Rav Shimon's approach, he's choosing the better of two evils. Now we have das recognition. Now we require rotzen. So rotzen is supplied by wanting to be part of Kal Yisrael. It is his rotzen only to give again. He does want to get divorced from this woman because he wants, because Chazal said he has to get divorced. Right? Now, the fact that this rotzen can be imposed, so that's what I would suggest comes from the kapara. The Gemara of Abasha says that Lagabe, the korban, is the kapara which is supplying the rutzoin elyon. I'm using rutzoin elyon inappropriately. But that's this level of rutzoin. It's an additional level of rutzoin. So Ram saying here as well. No, so what's the right sandi? So the right sandi, l'chayra. The right sandi is just giving expression to the rotzen that Chazal or Kivei is really there. Right now it bothers me with saying that. If he wouldn't say right sandi, would the get be a good get min haTorah? Would the korban be a good korban min haTorah? And she gave him a right tzaddi, the yichli, we get kosher. Masha from Rambam, you need the right tzaddi. If what I'm saying is correct, that the right tzaddi is sort of a perfunctory expression, right? So l'chayra, it sounds like a derbanan to get them. That's what bothers me.
It's not derbanan shalit, though. Probably that aspect, when you say derbanan shalit, even though you have it, derbanan shalit,
that's correct. So what are we saying with the Ram Shabbalev? We're saying that.
Not that that's not the part, because that's just the
first 100%. Time. 100%.
This part to be. The Ratzel means normally in normal Sibri Baal, you have.
Good. So he's saying that in the Ram Shabbalev, there are really two halachas of the Ram Shabbalev. He's saying one halacha of the Ram Shabbalev is in substance. Right? And the other is that Devorim Shevelev is sufficient because in the Maisa the machshav has to be somewhat recognized, and it's not recognized. In Devorim Shebaleiv, Devorim Shebaleiv, having Devorim is two chesroinis. One is that we don't think he has the das. So we're saying, we're giving him the das. We're bidding him to give him the das. That apparently is another din in Devorim Shebaleiv. That when the Torah required a maisa, so they required that the kavana sa'adam should be expressed in a formal physical way as well. That's part of a kinyan. Part of a kinyan is lahoitzi. I'm using terms in the halachic terms. Lahoitzi mikrech lapoyim. So there has to be some source of lapoyim. That's right. That's a new, a third aspect of it. So what the Rambam is saying apparently is that normally the Devorim Shebaleiv is expressed by the Maisa Kinyan. You're right? Devorim Shebaleiv have a Devorim. And I know that there are Devorim Shebaleiv otherwise, he's getting beaten up. But the Maisa, when he does the Kinyan, and this Kinyan is like every other Kinyan, and every Kinyan has the choosing of lesser two evils, and it's enough to express the level of das that's there, it also is enough. Right? So now, apparently, when you require a right to ani, so you require the right to should also not be in the Devorim Shebaleiv. So where do you get the right to ani to move beyond the Devorim Shebaleiv when he's getting beaten up? So apparently that's the right to ani. That the Ritzoyin is there. That's good enough. But in Devorim Shebaleiv, having Devorim is another din. And that is that the Maisa has to somehow carry. Somehow the Das Machnas has to be concretized in a Maisa. So the right to the fulfills that Maisa. Otherwise, it should only be the Rabban. Yeah. Okay, good.
The question is from the beginning, how could the Gemara prove from this case that Devorim Shebaleiv in Devorim? So we're answering that. Even though we're saying you bring out the Devorim Shebaleiv with the same Ratzani, the other Devorim Shebaleiv, meaning good, is still there.
So I'm not sure. Because I'm not sure how the Rambam works with that Gemara. I'm not sure. You're going back now, I'm trying the Rambam to say, I'm not sure. I have to work it out. Okay. I have to point out that that's one of the cornerstones of the Derech Halima of Brisk and Rambam was to separate the Makor from Rambam itself. Because until Brisk, some of Chayim, so almost all of the Meforshim and Rambam limited the Rambam, their understanding of the Rambam, to how it fits into the Makoros. I think one of Rav Chaim's Kiddushim was to say that since the Rambam is an independent text of its own, then maybe you have to be able to understand the Rambam entirely on its own. So there's two. Now, if you look up at Rav Chaim, he doesn't ignore the issue. There are many, very often in Rav Chaim, you'll see that the first paragraph, second paragraph is working out Ayin Lepshat and Gemara. It's a valid question. But the Mahalach of Brisk, I think, was to first understand the Rambam's independent Sefer. Because that's why he said, knock down to the Ben and Sefer. Right? And then, once you have Pshat and Rambam, then you see how you. And if at the end of the day you can't make, you can't work it back into the Sugyas, all right, that's an acceptable Kash in Brisk. Whereas before Brisk came along, that was an unacceptable Kash. Many of the Meforshim before Rav Chaim will learn Pshat and Rambam and limit the Pshat and Rambam based on how the comes from the Gemara. Okay. Thank you.